And to really build a complex that is vital to what you need, you know, to really build a strong ballet program.
Buffalo City Ballet Executive Director Marvin Askew says creating a new dance space has been something he's been thinking about for several years. Currently, he leases space at the Tri-Main building. But a few months ago, Neglia Ballet artists moved in the same building. Askew wasn't pleased and voiced concerns it would infringe on his business. So last month, he launched a $125,000 fundraising campaign to build a new studio.
We want to make this complex a money-generating complex so that we're not relying totally on government funding.
Askew tells WBFO they're eyeing a building site on Jefferson Avenue near Woodlawn. He initially needs about $50,000 to purchase the site, then would create a proposal to present to the city.
It's in range of 7 different Buffalo Public Schools, and walking distance of each of those schools, and it's right in the heart of the neighborhood. So I think it for us, it will really generate tons and tons of kids, you know, for us to work with.
Askew has already commissioned a design for the future dance studio. It would include a cafe, dance boutique, and even a black box theater.
So that the kids, you know, have even more opportunity to perform, you know, instead of performing twice a year. The idea, you want the performing at least once a month.
Askew would like to help the city's east side become part of Buffalo's renaissance. He grew up in the projects. He says offering inner city children ballet provides them with a safe haven in their community.
You know, there's still that need for a place for a child to go to let that steam off, you know, but something positive.
Right now, Askew is preparing for the Buffalo City Ballet's annual Nutcracker shows December 17th and 18th. This year, proceeds from those tickets will help support the future building. Askew says he's hoping to break ground in 2018. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.